Gene Pasale, and this is Living History. This show explores the rich heritage of the Brandywine Valley outside Philadelphia, focusing on the people, places, and events over more than 300 years which have played an important part in our American heritage. Each show highlights a local town, event, or personality who's had a notable influence on our culture. And before we get started, I want to mention that our call-in line, if you have questions or comments, is 610-701-9243. That's 610-701-9243. This day in history, October 5th. On this day in 1812, the Shawnee leader Tecumseh was killed by American Army troops serving under General William Henry Harrison, a future president, at the Battle of the Thames. Tecumseh was an influential Indian chief who had previously fought against Continental troops in the Revolutionary War. During the War of 1812, Tecumseh joined forces with the British against the Americans, with previous attacks at Fort Detroit and elsewhere, but the Battle of the Thames would be his downfall. In 1892, a gang of outlaws that had terrorized the state of Oklahoma attempts something even bigger next door. The Dalton Gang rode into their hometown of Coffeyville, Kansas, planning to rob two banks simultaneously, the First National Bank and the Condon Bank. Townspeople were ready and recognized the men as they came into town, gathering themselves all around the banks with rifles drawn and ready, firing upon them, killing nearly the entire crew, chronicled in a song by the Eagles called Duelin' Daltons. On this day in 1947, Harry Truman gives the first televised presidential speech from the Oval Office, a move that started a trend that would become highly important to all politicians in the decades that followed. And in 1953, the Yankees won their fifth consecutive World Series with the superb hitting of a guy named Mickey Mantle and Billy Martin. Preservation of important structures is not just an effort pursued by historical societies and conservationists. It's a critical activity that allows all people to enjoy buildings, monuments, and related sites from centuries past, instead of seeing them go by the wayside and get plowed over to build strip malls and parking lots. Chester County is one of the three original counties laid out by William Penn back in 1682, and it holds hundreds of historic structures dating back more than three centuries. Many of them have fallen into disrepair and are in need of refurbishment, fragile vestiges of yesteryear just waiting for people to breathe new life into them so that they can stand for all to see. The Westchester Downtown Foundation is a nonprofit organization that promotes community interest in the vitality, culture, and livability of the borough of Westchester through education, historic preservation, and collaboration. The foundation sponsors the Westchester Preservation Awards every year to celebrate our local heritage and maintain historic structures for all to enjoy. Alan Burke is the chairman of the awards and actively involved in preservation efforts throughout the Westchester area. His group has a mission to preserve and maintain historic structures for all future generations to enjoy. Alan is with us today to talk about the many projects his group pursues. Alan, welcome to the show.
Gene, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Alan, just tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Chicago originally and moved here about 19 years ago and fell in love with the borough.
Now, you spend a lot of your life in Chicago?
Haven't been back there since I graduated from high school. That's a very long time ago.
Oh, okay. So you've been in Westchester since, what, the mid to late 90s?
Or? 97. We moved here in 1997.
Yeah. And over the course of your career, what profession were you in?
Retailing, for the most part. Mm-hmm. And we just love Westchester. It's just such a wonderful community to live in, and we're just happy here. So I retired a number of years ago, but we're not moving anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So you call Westchester your home now?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the Westchester Preservation Awards. Exactly what are they?
Well, our mission, our purpose, is to raise awareness and appreciation of Westchester's historic character by encouraging the preservation of the borough's historic integrity. our point of view is that we've been given a very wonderful gift. Westchester is architecturally rich, and we think it's important to be good stewards of that inheritance, that we want to make sure that our actions rise to the level of the standard that's been set by our forefathers. And so that's why 7 or 8 years ago, the Westchester Downtown Foundation decided that it would be good to have an effort to support and recognize those efforts in the borough. And they've found a local historian, Jane Dorchester, historic authority Jane Dorchester, to start this. And they did 2 years of work before they began. And so this is our sixth year of announcing award winners. Mm-hmm. And it's been a... So we do it every year at the Chester County Historical Society. Mm-hmm. This year, the announcement is happening on October the 20th at the Historical Society, which is at 225 North High. It's at 5:30. It is open to the public. It's a wonderful evening. There's a light buffet provided by Limoncello, and there's a wine from Gaylor Estates Winery. Mm. Tickets are just $25, and can be you can get tickets on Eventbrite. There are no ticket sales at the door. There's a limited number of people that we can admit. So we want people to encourage people to act now to get their tickets. Mm-hmm. If they have any questions, they can call the bid office, which is 610-738-3350. Or you can stop into the bid office, which is at 119 North High. There's information also on the website. We have a Facebook page, or you can find information on downtownwestchester.com. So it's a fun evening, a chance to really learn about the efforts that are being made, the winners for this year, the ones that want to be recognized. Last year was the first year. This used to be a morning event, and we had about 75 people come to it. So we decided that more people needed to know about this, so we moved it to an evening event in which food and drink was provided, and suddenly we had 225 people, and it was just really a wonderful evening of learning about historic preservation and some of the best of historic preservation in Westchester.
Interesting. Now, it sounds like a fun evening. You, coming from Chicago, you can certainly appreciate great architecture. Chicago is one of the great cities in North America with superb architecture, notably the Wrigley Building and and many others. I've visited there several times.
And Frank Lloyd Wright, his studios are there, and a lot of his early work is there, and it's really architectural wonderland.
Now, with all the different styles of architecture over the last couple of centuries, a lot of people would say, well, exactly what do you reward? What specifically are the awards for?
There are three major categories. Most of it is bricks and mortar, which is buildings and work that is done on those buildings. There are also awards for service, which could be anything from books that are written to lectures, walking tours, things of that nature. And then there's a legacy award, which we don't give every year, but when we feel that someone has made an unusually substantial effort to bring alive the architectural history of Westchester, we like to recognize them. So those are the major categories that in which awards are given.
Every time I drive into downtown Westchester, I see the old courthouse.
Yes.
And of course the sculpture out front, which is kind of a Civil War era person with a flag, and it's just outstanding. It's my favorite thing in the Westchester area. That is what I think of every time I come here. Do you give awards for monuments and sculptures?
It's primarily buildings and people efforts of that nature. And, you know, the courthouse is a great example. As I think we all know, they built the Justice Center, and there's a lot of court proceedings that happen in another building. But, you know, our hat is off to the county commissioners who have stood by us and made that courthouse remain as is. It could easily be, as they like to say, monetized into some other commercial effort. We recognized them actually a couple of years ago for their efforts to actually bring some court proceedings back into the building, other activity, and to open it up. And so there's actually part of the program is that there are plaques that recognize these, and there's a plaque that just went on to the courthouse. This is a new thing this year, so we're trying to catch up on all the old winners. But we have this wonderful plaque that was designed for us by Smithworks, which is a very wonderful design firm here in the borough. And you'll find it on the courthouse, as well as about 20 other structures in the borough.
Aside from the courthouse, tell us about some of the more noteworthy recipients of the awards in the last few years.
I think the thing that I think is so exciting about what we're doing is that while the courthouse was a winner, it sort of stands as the perfect example of historic preservation. But we also recognize more current structures. And I think you want to take a break, and
no,
we'll come back and talk.
Just under a minute.
All right. So, you know, last year we recognized Mitch's Gym, which is actually a structure that was built in 1927. But it's the sort of building that in many communities it simply would have been. It was the Westchester Laundry. It would have just been leveled and a new building was built there. But that's not the way things are done in Westchester. People who are really sensitive to it. And they built this wonderful gym. It's been running for 17 years. And I think is a testament to understanding the fabric of the borough and also the economic wisdom of reusing buildings in new and productive ways.
Well, we are talking with Alan Burke of the Westchester Preservation Awards, but we're going to take a real quick break, so stay with us, and we'll be right back with Living History.
Do you have a wedding, graduation, baptism, confirmation, milestone, or birthday to plan? You need John Surratt Catering, one of the most highly rated and preferred caterers throughout the Philadelphia area. They will be there to create and cater your event while assisting as much or as little as you desire. Planning a decadent, over-the-top company gala? Need help transforming your backyard into the party of the year? Want to wow your clients with a delicious luncheon? Then you need John Surratt Catering. All you have to do is call, and they'll handle the rest. Located at 835 Lincoln Avenue in Westchester, visit them at SurrockCatering.com or call 610-640-2836. That's 610-640-2836.
If you had to choose a roofer, would you choose one with limited experience and knowledge, or would you choose a roofer certified as a master elite contractor by the largest manufacturer in the nation, GAF, a distinction shared by only 3% of the nation's roofers? I'm talking about GP Martini Roofing, who also does siding, windows, doors, and offers an ironclad guarantee that he'll repair or replace any roof for defects within its normal life. GP Martini Services, Chester, Delaware, Bucks, and Montgomery counties, with free estimates and consultation, and does both commercial and residential. Go to their website at martiniroofing.com for special savings, or call 610-873-1696. And also, financing is available with no payments for a full year. Now, what roofer would you call? GP Martini is the answer, 610-873-1696.
WCHE, Chester County's local news source that not only tells you what's happening, but is committed to telling you the behind-the-scenes reason why it's happening.
I'm Gene Pasale, and this is Living History. Today we're talking with Alan Burke, chairman of the Westchester Preservation Awards, which gives out special notices of achievement in the Westchester, Pennsylvania area for historic structures which merit their attention. And Alan has been discussing several different projects they've had. Do the preservation awards actually help the local community in recognition of certain projects and sites in the area?
Well, I think the real exciting feature of what we're doing is that when we do these awards, we don't simply just pass somebody a trophy and shake their hands, but rather at the awards October 20th, we talk about what the winners did and what the real achievement was, and that allows you to see, and we've gotten great feedback that this is a very big part of why they go. They certainly want to find out who won, but they also, there's an educational factor here. So I think about, you know, one of the buildings that won last year, it was the what's known as the Grape House, and it is something that the front porch had been removed from this building, and a different framing had been put in there, and I think for most people that looked like it was just fine. But it was owned by Bill McLaughlin, who was on the historic an architectural review board, and he knew that that was not the right porch. And so he took down all of the more modern accoutrements that attempted to look like they were old, and imagined what that porch would really look like. And if you walk by it today, and as you go to the ceremonies, you can see what was there and what it became, and how much, what it did for the building, what it does for Westchester when those kinds of really meticulous, thoughtful efforts happen. So that's an example of what happens, and it's really you know, a very exciting thing for us, and that's what people really go for.
Speaking of walking in downtown Westchester, a lot of people know this area for the Westchester University.
Yes.
And several of the historic structures there, but also a place called the Lincoln Tea Room.
Yes.
The Lincoln Tea Room is an old brick building where the very first biography of Abraham Lincoln was published back in 1860, and it still stands. You can go in and take a visit, in which a place for local history buffs to check out a site which is actually part of our heritage.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't know of the Lincoln Tea Room, but if you come to downtown Westchester, you can stop in and actually have a snack there, and it's really enjoyable. Does your group interact with local historical societies on a regular basis and related preservation groups?
We have a lot of those people who come to our ceremony. We have a very close affiliation with the Chester County Historical Society. There are our territory, our purview, we cover only the borough of Westchester. So we have really enjoyed, and if you buy a home or a structure and you want to research it, there's probably no better place to go than the Chester County Historical Society. Their library is just the treasure trove of information about the buildings and what the street used to look like and what each building has been through, and it can help. That's usually a first step to guide. And so we love our association with the Historical Society. They're a sponsor. They're the venue in which we have the event. And it helps to keep us grounded. And they've just been wonderful partners.
I have done research at the Westchester County Historical Society for several of my books. And many of them focus on local history, Lafayette and the Battle of the Brandywine, and several historic regions throughout the area. But it is a great historical society, which deserves a lot more attention from the public. You know, the Chester County area has spawned or been visited or hosted numerous well-known personalities, Jim Croce, Buffalo Bill Cody, composer Samuel Barber, and many others. Do you get much involved with the kind of the colorful characters who've been in the area over the centuries?
Not as much. This is more an architectural approach to things, but you are right that Westchester has a very colorful history, and you know, when you talk about that, even Mary Cassatt, the artist, lived in Westchester at one point. And but we're so lucky that there are architects like, you know, the one that everybody is somewhat familiar with is Thomas Hugh Walter, who was the architect who designed the dome of the Capitol and the east and west wings of the Capitol building in Washington.
Was he a Westchester native?
He was a... He worked here, and he is the one who designed over 10 buildings. I'm not sure we have a full list, but I know the courthouse, the bank building, First Presbyterian Church, the Horticulture Hall, which is part of Chester County Historical Society, what's known as Portico Row on Minor Street. But this is there was a Capitol building prior to his involvement, and when they decided they needed something a little grander, he is the one who won the commission. And that beautiful dome that we all remember as part of, it's on our currency, it's part of the fabric of the United States, is really attributable to him.
Fascinating. Obviously, you have a strong interest in preserving local architecture. Just in general, tell us some of the things that you just love about Westchester in this area. So you've been here for almost 20 years. What are some of your favorite things about Westchester?
Well, I think that most people, when they come here, they just sort of can't put their finger on what it is they like about it. It's walkable, it has this wonderful architecture, but it's really difficult to kind of understand it. And we sort of see that as our mission, is to add a little information about how this all came to be, how it was preserved, what the background is. And I think the more, it's like taking a course in music appreciation, you know, the more you dig into it, the better you understand it, and the more you then really love it and will be thoughtful about preserving it. So that's what we see as our as the exciting opportunity for what we have. We just really we have a wonderful committee of 10 people who are all have one thing in common: they all love Westchester and want to see it preserved and to thrive.
It's a wonderful college town, but also has just some great restaurants, some nice, really fun pubs. Iron Hill Brewery, of course, is well known. Several other establishments which are quite popular. History buffs, specifically those who follow the American Revolutionary War, will know that the Marquis de Lafayette stopped in Westchester on his triumphant return tour to the U.S. in 1825, and he was right here, just about in downtown, and a very special link with him. I believe there's actually a plaque on one of the nearby streets which showed the spot that he actually stood. And, you know, clearly a very important link with our heritage. In terms of the preservation awards, tell us a little bit about what's coming up in the next couple of months. I know you have an event on October 20th, but anything, any planned projects, any planned events or activities in the coming months or even in the next year that are worth discussing at this time?
Well, we're actually finding these winners is a year-long effort for us. This is really the culmination of a year's worth of work. We in April every year we ask for nominations. We have a lecture. Bruce Modé was the one who was nice enough to do the lecture for us this year, and that's sort of the kickoff. We collect nominations through June, and then we announce the winners in October. So this is our total focus. We are developing a website which will have a great deal more background and information and education, and there will be mobile applications here, but this is all kind of a work in progress, and we're just, you know, I think that it may be interesting to you and to your listeners to know that the historic preservation movement is really only about 50 years old. And there is a very specific starting point. It happened when they tore down Penn Station in New York and in order to build Madison Square Garden, and that was about 1963, and that's really what got people people's total focus and attention. It's been a big movement ever since then.
Absolutely. My wife grew up in Lenape Park area, just south of here, towards Chad's Ford, and she made a comment which really rings true. a lot of the great architecture from the last couple of centuries has fallen into disrepair. But we've seen a lot of areas around the U.S. go through this tear down and build up phase, especially in the 1970s, where the architecture was not so special.
Right.
And a lot of these buildings aren't looking so good today.
Yes.
But the historic structures from 150, 200, 250 years ago really remain charming and just lively places to visit. So Westchester is an example of several of those structures. I know there's two websites that people can actually check out. There's one called downtownwestchester.com, and there's also the Westchester Downtown Foundation with wcdf.org. Is there anything you want to tell people about visiting either one of those sites?
Well, the Downtown Westchester Foundation is this committee, the awards committee, is a functioning arm of that group. I think if you go to downtownwestchester.com, you will find a myriad of options of things that you could learn and investigate about Westchester. So and you can link into our site. So I'd encourage people to go to that.
And I know you've got some announcements about various activities and things you wanted to discuss. So.
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody the information I gave at the very start, which is that the event is October the 20th at the Chester County Historical Society, which is at 225 North High Street. At 5:30 at night, there's a light buffet from Limoncello. There's a white wine from Gaylor Estates Winery.
By the way, Gaylor Estates makes some great wine.
They sure do, and they're a sponsor, and we're so grateful to them. Mm-hmm. Tickets are just $25, and you can buy tickets at eventbrite.com. There are no ticket sales at the door, and the space is limited. Or you can call the bid offices for more information, 610-738-3350. We have a Facebook page. It's just a really wonderful evening. Typically, the mayor or the county commissioners, all the members of many of the members of Borough Council, HARB, Planning Commission, BID, WCDF are there. Mm. And it's a good chance to interact with business leaders and the people who have an intense interest in Westchester.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun evening, and we want to invite everybody to think about coming.
Excellent. And by the way, this is not just for history buffs. This is for everyone to enjoy, because preserving our heritage should be a concern to all. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday, October 12th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, when I'll be speaking with Rand Chalet, the president of the Alexander Hamilton Awareness Society. Thank you all for tuning in today to Living History.